Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show. It is great to have you, whether you're listening through iTunes, leave a review. You're not allowed to listen to the Every Day is Saturday show unless you have left a five-star review, okay? First and foremost. Or head on over to the world-famous everydayissaturday.com. Click on the podcast button. You can listen live right there as well. We always have a little write-up on the podcast there. And, of course, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening. Let me know what's going on. Check it out, man. My Twitter feed just blows up after the show because people, you're building your websites. You're getting your businesses rocking and rolling. You're leaving your job. You're doing great relationships, man. I mean, it is awesome. That's a whole reason why we do this show is for you so you can report back and let us know. It ain't a sprint, man. You know, it just ain't a sprint. You might get something going this month. You might get something going this week that makes the cash register ring. But it ain't about that, man. It's about you finally enjoying what it is you want to do. Stop playing small. You know, so many people out there playing small. It's my, I can't even grasp that any longer. I listen to people every single day. Well, I wish I could do that. You know, I don't have much going on. I'm like, oh, wow, man, you got one life. Really? You're going to waste it away. You're getting this one opportunity today. Do you know how many people who can't even walk right now would love to have your two good legs? Do you know how many people that don't have an arm would love to have your arm? You know how many people that don't have your mental faculties, the ability to have that critical, those critical thinking skills? Maybe they weren't the valedictorian of the senior class. Maybe they had a tough upbringing while you were, you know, living in the Ozzie and Harriet household and maybe just wasted that. Nobody wants to hear that stuff, man. You've got exactly what you need right now to move forward and to make every day Saturday. But don't waste another day. Just don't do it. There's so much opportunity out there. Hey, I want to also invite you as well. Head on over to Podcast House. It's my brand new training platform. I want to train you to get your message out. I want to train 1,000 brand new podcasters this year in 2014. And here's the beauty. I don't know the beautiful part about it. No technical skills required. I don't care if you don't know a podcast from a newscast. I don't care. You know what I do care about? That you got a message, man, that you want to get. We've all got a message. Everybody's got a message. You just got to get that message out. Head on over to podcasthouse.com. I've got right now, if you're listening to this podcast in the month of March 2014, you're going to see some great videos. Shot a video traveling through my hometown here of Loveland, Ohio, going through the world-famous Dunkin' Donuts and just taking you for a tour when it all happened, man, when the magic happened. So it's a pretty cool video. Check it out, podcasthouse.com. Hey, update on my contractor. He just banked another $30,000 job. This is March. Now, if you've been listening to the show all of 2014, you know that in the month of January, he landed a $20,000 job, and all just through free Craigslist ads. The dude's gonna make like 300 grand this year. I wish you could meet him. I just wish you could meet him. He would give you so much inspiration, and because he just does what he knows how to do. This guy remodeled my entire basement. I found him on Craigslist. Yes, I hire people on Craigslist. I haven't done it in a while. Here's who I hire on Craigslist. I hire contractors. And if I listened to all the fear, the worry, and all the negative nonsense out there, I would have never hired anybody. Because what do you think of first when you think of Craigslist? Scam, the Craigslist killer, just phony baloney stuff that's out there. Which is true, it's out there. I'm not saying it's not. But who are you going to listen to? You're going to listen to a guy like me that found a contractor 2 years ago. I've been working this guy like a rented mule for the past 2 years around my house. Phenomenal prices, man, and does phenomenal work. And I'm all for the big companies out there. Everybody makes a profit. I'm not trying to take away from the guys that do have all the employees and they got to pay their workers' comp and all that stuff. But I'm a big fan of the underdog, man. I know what it's like to just drive around, figuratively speaking, just driving around with your pickup with a hammer and tools trying to make it happen, man, doing the blocking and tackling every single day. This guy, he started. Now, keep in mind, if you're also a listener to the show, this is the same dude that operated a gas-powered saw in my basement with no ventilation and was vomiting on my flower beds, spread eagle in my front lawn shirtless back in November. Okay? So, as I keep saying, you don't need to be the valedictorian of your senior class to make every day Saturday. So he had a little bit of a slip-up. Well, he probably had more than one slip-up. Not only that, that day he brought his partner with him, the plumber. They were doing the rough-in of the bathroom downstairs in the basement. So you got to cut through cement. You got to rough in the PVC piping and run it under the ground. Well, you know, Johnny didn't know that he did know. He just wasn't thinking too much. You know, we all have a bad day, right? We all have a bad day. For some of us, a bad day is you left your briefcase at home or maybe forgot to put your makeup on or something. A bad day for this dude was making a decision to use a gas-powered saw with no ventilation. The windows in our basement are glass block. I mean, there's literally, we're sealed in tighter than Fort Knox here. And so that wasn't a good day. Anytime you're dealing with carbon monoxide poisoning, that's going to put a damper on your job. So hence the laying spread eagle, shirtless on the lawn, vomiting in my flower beds. However, dude rebounded big time. Back up that was November. He finishes out the job in December, books a $20,000 job off Craigslist in January, finishes that. He was coming over to my house today to cut a door because we just put the carpet in our basement and that caused the bathroom door not to be able to close. So he had to shave about a half inch off the bottom of that. Picked up a quick $60 just to come to my house and do that. And he's like, yeah, I was over there bidding a job over in the other development next door to you there. I'm like, oh, what's going on? He goes, well, the bathroom alone is $18,000. $10,000 of that's labor. And then that doesn't include the rest. It's probably going to be like a $40,000 job, probably half of that. Half of that 40 is going to be profit, labor, you know, for him. I was like, dang, son. What's that, another Craigslist lead? Yeah. Doesn't cost it. He works at my house. And, you know, he's been working off and on in my house for a couple of years now. His phone rings off the hook. And I can tell when he puts that ad on Craigslist and when he doesn't have the ad on Craigslist. So as I do this podcast today, I'm thinking there is so much money to be made out there, but people just, they're lazy. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. It's just laziness. It's a little bit of laziness and it's a little bit of self-doubt. Like, you're kind of afraid to put yourself out there. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, there's everything. Craigslist is just one portal. You could go to odesk.com. You could put yourself out on elance.com. There's a ton of different freelance sites out there that you can start part-time right now, making some money, or do it full-time, whatever you want to do. But you got to do something. It's like, you can't do nothing. What's that going to do? You're going to just get what you've always got, right? You can't keep going to a job thinking someday, one day. Someday, one day isn't on the calendar. Show me your calendar. I'm pretty positive it looks a lot like mine. Well, mine is all Saturdays. But seriously, there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's no someday, one day. But that's when most people are going to go after their dream. Someday, one day. Yeah, it ain't going to happen, buddy. It just ain't going to happen like that. My man here, Johnny, the contractor operating the gas-powered saw in the basement that's having a little bit of carbon monoxide issues, he's banking 20 to 30 G's a month off free ads on Craigslist. Now, he's a contractor. He does what he loves to do. That's it. That's all he knows how to do. That's all he wants to know how to do. I used to joke around with him. I was like, dude, I can't even fill those cracks right there with silicone like you're doing. I mean, I can't even do that. I can't cut the caulk at a 45-degree angle in a tube and get it to squeeze out perfectly. Yeah, and he just, you know, he looks like he's been working all day. He had that caulk all over him, paint all over him, wood shavings, you name it, man. I mean, every day when he leaves, you know, he looks like he's been through a war. But he loves it. Comes back. When he sands a wall, puts the drywall up, muds it, sands it, he looks like you took a big pie and smashed him in the face with it. Face is completely white. He loves it. Loves it. But I was like, dude, I can't do that. He goes, yeah, well, I can't. I don't even know how to turn my computer on. I'm like, well, there you go. We're the yin and the yang. You know, he has no idea what I do. Like, he walks up and down the stairs, comes in and out of the house, getting stuff, tools, goes to lunch, and I'm on my laptop. And he always kind of sneaks a peek, gives a little bit of a grin, and like, hey, what's up, man? Just see you when you come back. But he has no idea what I'm doing. I'm sure he thinks I just probably blog or read emails all day. I'd have no idea. It doesn't really concern me. I'm not worried about what he's thinking, but you don't need to know anything outside of what you do. You know what I mean? Like, you got to drive that stake into the ground and say, this is my space. I own this space. I'm going to promote the space that I'm in, and I'm going to be the best at it, knowing that there is an amazing amount of abundance out there. I mean, there is so much work to be had. Do you think, like, if you were to start right now and you wanted to be a contractor, go out there, grab a hammer, go do some bathrooms, kitchens, and things like that, your first response would be, oh, geez, I mean, I got to compete against the big boys. No, you know, no, you don't have to do that at all. You know, if you were going to start designing websites, you don't got to compete against the big boys. Find your niche. Just find something. Just find the smallest area that you want to operate in right now. And don't give any worry, don't give any anxiety to everything else. It's all just noise. I mean, it's all put out there to distract the weak sisters, for lack of a better word. It's to shake out the people that are weak, that say, let's get, okay, now this success is going to be reserved for somebody who's willing to put themselves out there, willing to go and do estimates for their work, whether that's virtually or you got to leave your house to do it, knowing that if you go do 10 estimates, you're going to get turned down 8 times, and 2 of those jobs, one of them is going to be phenomenal, and it's going to lead to 3 more referrals, and boom, you're going to be off and running. But in this instant gratification society that we're in, isn't it amazing? You know, I want every day to be Saturday right now. Well, it ain't going to happen right now. It just isn't going to happen right now. But can I tell you something? You can start right now. And the best way to start is to stop complaining and stop thinking that somehow all of this success is reserved for people that just kind of figured out the secret. We figured out the secret. There is no secret. There is no secret. You want to know? I've got a secret for you. You know what it is? Get off your rusty duff and get going with what it is you know you need to be doing right now. That's the secret. It's awesome. And so few people are willing to do it, because with that comes failure. With that comes, you know, a little bit of adversity. I wouldn't, like I said at the very beginning of the show, compared to everybody else that's got adversity, it really ain't that bad. By the way, let's take a quick break right here. It's Sam Crowley chatting with you today on the Everyday Saturday Show, founder of Everyday Saturday. Give us your thoughts. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. You can use hashtag EverydayIsSaturday to communicate with the masses. And I want you to launch your podcast in March of 2014. I want you to get your podcast going. Go to podcasthouse.com. And look, even if you're listening to this recording 6 months from now, get it going. There is no better way to get your message out there than through the power of audio, just like you're listening to me right now. But waiting another day, what's that going to do? Okay, let me ask you a question. Why are you waiting to do the thing you know is going to set you free, that is going to make you feel so good? Like, how great would it make you feel to have a customer right now doing what you love to do? Whether you like to make gift baskets, whether you like to do nails for people, and you're in the beauty area, beauty salon, you like to cut hair, maybe you are a contractor, maybe you are a mortgage broker, maybe you want to open up your own real estate firm, maybe you want to go sell real estate. Man, I've tinkered with that for the last 20 years. I always want to get my real estate license. The closest I ever was, I shared this story, was 2008 in June. And then I got the call to speak in Hawaii, and that was it. Everyday Saturday speaking was launched from there. I was 2 weeks into the 3-week course here at Hondros College in Cincinnati to get my real estate license. But hey, that's what I was meant to do, because the market crashed in 2008, 2009, and real estate was in the tubes, in the dumps here in Ohio, one of the highest foreclosure states in the country at the time, Ohio, Florida, and a couple other ones. And it's just the way things worked out, man. But I wouldn't, had I went and got my real estate license and I never got that big break to speak in Hawaii that year, I still would have stuck with it and tried to figure out a way to earn income selling real estate, whatever it took, man, whatever it takes. But sitting around and thinking about it, that's not an option. Like, you can't sit another day. Do you understand? Like, you can't sit there another day and expect anything to get better. Chances are it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, and it's going to continue to get worse. This is a great motivational message, isn't it? It's going to. You know, no different than your health. If you want to get better, you got to just change. Change the way you eat. Change the way you exercise. Today's my cheat day. It's awesome. Fridays are the day we strap on the feedback at the Crowley compound and just go nuts, man. It's wings, it's pizza, it's ice cream. We got two sleepovers tonight at the house. Yours truly is going to be just firing on the pizza and the wings like nobody's business. But it's my reward for being disciplined enough over the past 6 days with cardio and good eating that I get to do this, because I won't crave it again now for another week. And that's another thing. Reward yourself, man. My buddy the contractor came over today. He's done for the day. Came over, made a quick $60, shaved a half inch off the bottom bathroom door, and he's out. He did a bid. He's going to knock back $30,000 this month. I just laugh every time. Think about that. What's your Craigslist? What is it? Is it an Elance? Is it an Odesk? Is it a freelancer? Is it a forum? Is it Facebook? Have you even told anybody on Facebook what it is you want to do? Or no, I can't really share that with people. Why not? Get on social media, man. Start sharing your dream. Two things are going to happen when you start sharing your dream and your vision of where you're going. Half the people are going to roll their eyes, judge you, and say, what a flipping moron. Who do they think they are? And then the other half be people like me and be like, awesome. That is fantastic. What a great idea. What a great dream. Congratulations. I wonder how that came to them. That's somebody I want to get close to. That's somebody I want to find out what's going on with them. What, they're so positive. Let me ask you a question. Between those two groups of individuals, which one would you rather hang with? Of course, the latter, right? The second group, the people that are going to empower you, the people that are going to inspire you to keep going. Hang with like-minded individuals, and also bring a little diversity into your life. Don't be afraid to get some feedback. I'm always asking for feedback. I get a lot of unsolicited feedback, by the way. A lot of unsolicited feedback. I think I'm just a lightning rod for that, man. But I gave up caring. Today is the second day of Lent, and I think I'm going to give up caring for Lent about what anybody says. You know, hey, look, 90% of the feedback is awesome. But isn't it awesome, though, in another way, that a lot of the negative feedback you get, you never asked for it. And it's people that are just way too fearful to go after their own dream. So they want to take a shot at yours and try to bring you back down to where they are. That's what happens when you're an entrepreneur, man. That's the landscape. That's just the world we live in. You get judged and other people have opinions, and that's awesome. Because you're going to keep going. They're going to keep watching. You're going to keep going. They're going to keep watching. Eventually, you are going to skyrocket and crush it. But you got to stay in the damn game. You got to stay in the game. And be vertical with it. Like we talked about on last week's podcast. Stay vertical. Stay in the niche you're in. Don't wander off and say, I need to be this because the other person who does what I do, they also do this. Yeah. Remember Johnny the contractor, passed out on my lawn, no shirt, vomiting in my flower beds. He stays vertical, okay? He remodels bathrooms and basements. That's it. And he's banking 30 G's a month with a hammer and a truck. He doesn't even have a truck. He drives it's got to be a 15-year-old Jeep Cherokee. I don't know how he fits. This dude can fit 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag, I'm convinced. He's got one of these Jeep Cherokees. It's like 20 years old. He goes to Home Depot and buys the studs for the basement. When he frames the basement, he's got to fit like 60 of them in there. He looks like Mr. Magoo driving down the street, and he's got like 800 2x4s shoved from the way back, and the hatch is wide open, and the 2x4s are touching the windshield from the back. It's the funniest thing you ever saw. $30,000 a month. People probably look at him and say, God, I feel bad for that guy. $30,000 a month. Geez, let's pray hopefully he gets a new car. $30,000 a month. He's laughing all the way to the bank because he's staying in the zone, man. He's going rich in the niche. He's getting rich in the niche, baby. And that's you. Get rich in the niche. It's Sam Crowley. I'm fired up, man. I am so freaking fired up. I feel like my hair is on fire. I want you to feel that exact same way. Hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let's keep the conversation going that every day is Saturday. Can you do it? Stay true to who you are, man. Get rich in the niche. keep it vertical, have fun, every day Saturday, and have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.